Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. It really feels like fall to me. With all the rain and the weather that we've been having lately, with the lightning show and the thunder show that we had last weekend, to the upcoming weather forecast of this week of, guess what? Rain. Mm-hmm. Fall has arrived. We're here. Back to school. Rally Sunday, as we've been preparing our family schedules and organizing ourselves for all the children's activities, organizing ourselves with the ministries of the church, organizing ourselves with balancing our partners and spouses, our moms and dads and grandparents' schedules, and how we're going to exactly navigate everything. It is officially back to school. Church school starts next week. BYG starts next week. The choir starts up next week. So we have this sense of we're back. And I wanted to share just a few photos to begin our time of reflection, just kind of what it means to be back in our household. And you've probably seen on Facebook so many parents posting, oh, first day back to school. So this is Emma on her first day back to preschool in Columbia City. And even though she's back into school, there are new routines. There's a new teacher. Even though there's the familiar, there is that feeling of newness. I'm going to be engaged in something new. And this is us on Jonah's first day back to school. And something that we've decided as a family, what we're going to do this fall, and what we're beginning to think about is, you know what? We need to be a little bit more healthy. I think we need to focus on walking. And we live so close to the school, but I end up such in a rush every morning driving, and it's literally like a two-minute drive away. So it's like two-minute drive versus 10-minute walk. Two-minute drive, 10-minute walk. So we've committed as a family to make that little change for us to walk to school, hopefully 3 days a week. That's our goal. Back to school. Next slide. And of course, fall season, it's soccer for the kids. Something new for Jonah and his team is that they now have goalies, folks. They have goalies. It's a step up. It's a huge change for them. So he's adjusting. We're adjusting as a family, cheering them on. And then another adjustment in our family is that Emma now joined the soccer club. And that's her team right there with her coach, Jasmine. And she now is part of a team that's called the Red Dragonflies. An amazing name. So those are some adjustments for us in our family. And as we enter into this short reflection of being back, what types of adjustments are you making personally this fall? As we enter the fall, what types of adjustments are you making in your family, in your personal life, in your spiritual life? What new ways of thinking or routines are you beginning to enter in? That's the question. Let us pray. Holy One, Creator of the universe, you are one that loves us so deeply. You're one who initiates with us all the time. You are the great comforter. But you also are one that challenges us and invites us to be and live as Christ in the world. Holy Spirit, come into this place. Move among us. Move within our hearts. Provide for us an image, a word, a feeling, an inkling, something, O God, that would spur us on to live lives that would be fruitful, that would spur us on to live out our calls to be your followers and disciples. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Rally Sunday, It's always been known in the past. What's Rally Sunday? Rally Sunday has always been known as back to school for the children, back to school for the youth. But no, Rally Sunday is not just about being back to school. It's about being formed in the image of God. It's for the entire church. It's for all of us to begin thinking of, how is God beginning to shape me and form me this year? How am I being formed on a day-to-day basis to be formed into God's character? You are being formed in God's image. Turn to your neighbor, look to them and say, you are being formed in God's image. Take a look at someone else behind you to the side and say, we are being formed in God's image. Amen. In the scripture passage that Reverend Jeannie had read in Luke 10, we find a beautiful story of spiritual formation. Luke, the writer of Luke, builds it up in a way where there's this popularity swirling. People are talking about this Jesus. People are being healed left and right. People with diseases, the blind are able to see. Those that are paralyzed are able to walk. And word's spreading. And people are curious and want to see for themselves, who is this Jesus? But it's not just this Jesus that is involved in all these miracles and these healings. It's a Jesus that moves beyond these barriers. People are intrigued by this Jesus who welcomes anyone. It's not just the Jews who are welcome to worship and to claim this God. But Jesus begins to say, women are welcome. Children are welcome. The sick are welcome. If you have no family, you're welcome. Jesus said, anyone with a welcome heart and a curious heart is welcome to come and to receive the love and forgiveness of God. So people were drawn and curious, who is this Jesus? That was the context of this passage as we enter into the story. And then Jesus enters into this village where Martha and Mary were. And they welcome and say, Jesus, come to my home, be a guest. And what do we see? Mary immediately goes to Jesus' feet and sits and listens. And I can imagine Mary at that time just sitting down. Jesus, have a seat. Let's chat. Let's chat it up. What do you want to talk about? This is what I'm experiencing. This is what I'm going through. And then later in the story, it talks about Mary's sister, Martha. Martha is going about the business, preparing the house, making sure that the table is set, that the dining room table is cleared, that there's no papers all over the table, that the shoes in front of the doorstep are all cleared so our guests won't trip over them. But Martha was busy with her hands, getting things ready. Are you more of a person like Mary in your spirituality? Are you one that desires and seeks to go to the prayer room after worship? I just need to be in silence. Are you one who really desires to listen to worship music, to close your eyes, and to receive God in that quiet moment, to just be? Or maybe you relate and connect more with Martha, that you are gifted in the sense that you could plan and scale a ministry in your sleep, that you love coordinating, that you love organizing, that you're just on top of your schedule. In many ways, I see myself more like Mary sometimes. In some other ways, I see myself like Martha, but I definitely say, no, I'm definitely not like Martha. That's Sarah. Sarah's got a handle on things. So as we enter into the story, who do you connect with? It's a rhetorical question. Who do you connect with? Do you connect more with Mary or Martha? Friends, there is no right or wrong way. As I shared this with in the Sunday school meeting, is that I remember growing up and going to Bible study where my Sunday school teacher would say, "Nope, that's a wrong answer. Dion, nope. Nope, that's wrong. No, this is the right answer." There's no right or wrong here. Perhaps God is inviting us and revealing to us that, yeah, I'm built and constructed more like Mary, where I desire and crave to be in a spiritual formation group where I could open up my heart and talk and share. Or maybe you're more like Martha, where you want to serve. That is your way of connecting to God. There's no right or wrong. Friends, but perhaps God is inviting us to be a people of spirituality that are open to both. Maybe we could be more like Mary, where we desire to have that quiet space of connecting with God. Maybe it's through a walk, time of silence in our room when the kids aren't there. Or maybe you're more like a Martha, and it's hard for you, but you just have to put yourself out there. Friends, I want to suggest that in this year, in this upcoming year, whether you identify more with Mary or Martha, that we would open ourselves up to God's invitation to be a people of formation, like Mary, sitting at God's feet, but also being more a people of action. Turn to your neighbor and say to them right now, God shows up. God shows up. No matter whether you're like Mary or Martha, whether you're planning a church school lesson, whether you're in a meeting, worship committee meeting, whether you're in a Cub Scout, Boy Scout meeting, not at church, but at a restaurant, God seeks to be present and to show up in all the spaces, not just on Sunday morning, but in our day-to-day lives of planning and doing ministry. And a lot of times we just need to be more aware, I know for myself, that we're so busy in our routines. We're busy managing our household. We're busy managing our relationship with our spouse, our partners. We're busy managing and dealing with our relationship with our children. We're busy dealing and managing relationship with our kids, our parents, our grandparents, our work, our finances, folks that are sick. And even in our routines, we tend to miss our moments when God shows up and is present. We can experience God even in the midst of our busyness. Even in the midst of our busy preparation and planning, we can experience God's presence. I want to share a couple of photos with you. Moments that I've experienced personally, and I want all of us to begin to think, what's my moment? What's my moment and way of connecting to God? And first slide, Ron. That's in Greece. So some of you know, we went away for 10 days, Sarah and I and Jonah and Emma, but we had an amazing time to be able to spend 10 days as a family on the island of Santorini in Greece. And it's an island in the Aegean Sea, and that was a view from our room. We had a little bit of a bed and breakfast. But it was such a sacred and holy time for me to be able to find moments with our family. Every single morning at 8 o'clock, we had breakfast. We were able to have a meal. We were able to sit down, look in each other's eyes, to be able to talk, slow down, and actually to be able to share what's on our hearts, what we're thinking about. Even lifting up prayers and naming things that we're thankful for the new day. We also had the opportunity to be able to walk around the island of Santorini and to explore Athens, to be able to visit different churches, and to be able to light a candle, to lift up a prayer, to remember you all, to be able to look at icons, to be able to see pictures and drawings of Jesus, to be able to sit down in the silence of a monastery or a church. Those were our sacred moments of being still and being at the feet of God. What is your quiet moment in space? As we enter into the fall, what is your quiet moment in space that connects you to God? And I want to show another slide. That's our dinner table. And if you look closely, you see everyone wearing these really cool hairnets. And the reason why we're wearing hairnets is because we're preparing lumpia. We're rolling lumpia in preparation for the upcoming bazaar. So you see that there's some lumpia with meat and veggies. Yummy! But in our small group, what we do, we gather together different families. We share a meal together, lift up things that we're so grateful for, lift up thoughts in our minds where we sense God's presence in our lives, lifting up what we feel that we need to share with one another and how we could support each other. But at the same time, thinking of ways, how could we also extend our hands in ministry? And this is one of the ways that we wanted to do, is to be able to provide lumpia. It sounds simple, but it was our small way to extend our faith and to be able to provide meals for the upcoming bazaar. This is actually a picture from yesterday where we gathered again yesterday in the social hall. It's kind of hard to see all the folks, but it was fun. All the kids were a part of it, parents. See a little picture of Lisa Mara. We're thankful that Lisa dropped by to roll lumpia as well. What are your sacred moments of formation? What have been the divine rhythms in your life, in your family, in your ministries? If you lead a committee in ministry, how do you lead that ministry? So I want us to begin to reflect on this past year, but it's a new year. What are new ways that we're going to connect with the divine? As Reverend Karen mentioned, at the conclusion of worship today, we have set up tables in the social hall. And for many of us, they're all familiar groups and ministries, and there's some pictures here that I want to show you. This is a congregational care team. They are a ministry of the church that is a presence and support for those that are sick, suffering, and that requests prayers. They do visits for those that request prayer. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about this very important ministry, come visit their table. Next slide. BYG stands for Blaine Youth Group. If you have a nephew or niece, son or daughter, grandson, granddaughter, neighbor or friend, that may be interested in being in a space where they are welcome to learn more about God's love and to be among other youth and children, invite them to Blaine Youth Group. Next slide. We have a church school. These are our church school teachers and helpers this year. We're so grateful for them. Church school is beginning from birth all the way up to fifth grade. We have a nursery. We have a church school that gathers to learn more stories about Jesus, that develops relationships with these teachers every Sunday, learning more about God and community. We have ministries in this church. We have administrative committees in this church. We have an ad board that cares about and plans, strategically plans the ministries and work of this church. We have a finance committee and team that strategically plans the ministry of this church. We have a worship committee. We have a board of trustees. These are all spaces where God may be inviting you to use our hands and to use our minds. So friends, let us be open to the invitation of God and the invitation of Spirit of where we might be invited to serve and to participate this year. Let us pray. God, we're so thankful that we have a church family, that we have a place here at Blaine Memorial that we could call home. God, thank you for those that we are surrounded by. It is an honor and privilege to be able to do ministry in your work, God, with others here in this place. God, thank you for your invitation this morning to be able to think a little bit more like Mary, to be one that desires to be still and to connect with you. Thank you, oh God, for this space to reflect and think a little bit more about Martha. Perhaps, God, you're inviting us to be more involved like Martha, to have our hands busy in the work and ministries of this church. God, we offer up our thoughts, our reflections, and our hearts in our lives to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.